Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Craig Earlham, who is a senior market analyst at Oanda. How are you today, Craig?
I'm very good, Zach. How are you?
I'm okay. Is it the calm before the storm? I've got the FOMC and then the non-farm payrolls.
I'm not too sure. I think once again we seem to be falling for this false sense of insecurity with regards to the US. We've seen now 4 years on the bounce where we've seen a weak first quarter each time. Previously we've seen it rebound, and I have no doubt that we're going to see the same here. I don't think we can read heavily into the data. It wouldn't surprise me if the Fed signals that it's looking through the data from the first quarter. The last non-farm payrolls report was very disappointing, below 100,000. Again, I wouldn't be surprised to see if we see a small upgrade to this, and if we see a knockout figure on Friday. I think the US economy is on a solid path. I think the Fed very much sees that. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a soft hint at a June rate hike. We're kind of getting there in terms of market expectations. We're still a little below 70% at this moment in time, but I think we could potentially see the Fed signal its intention to do so, although very much in keeping with what the Fed does under Janet Yellen, we're not going to get anything too strong.
And the market's taking that, if there is a rate rise or that's flagged, then the economy's strong enough to take it, so therefore we keep buying shares.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the markets are taking everything the Fed does right now very much in its stride. And I think if we see any suggestion about, again, about the size of its balance sheet and reducing the size of its balance sheet late this year, which is likely to come in the form, I would imagine, of allowing these bonds to expire rather than reinvesting them, so it wouldn't be a considerable change to policy, then they may actually take this as a bit of a dovish sign, because markets seem very focused on interest rate moves right now and not so much on the balance sheet, and any sign that they're going to look to reduce the balance sheet could be a sign that they're looking to slow down the pace of tightening, which could be seen as dovish by the markets.
Well, I mean, the dollar's come back to a major trend line on the dollar index daily chart. Is that going to either hold or fade on the basis of what we see this in the next couple of days of the week?
I would imagine so. Like I say, these are two. Don't get me wrong. These are two very dollar important events. I think it's going to very much depend on, like say, what we hear from the Fed tonight. If it's going to be a little bit more hawkish, if they're not going to mention the balance sheet in the statement. Of course, we don't have the press conference that accompanies it with Janet Yellen. If they mention the balance sheet and the possibility of reductions, that could be seen as dovish, and that could take the dollar lower. But if they talk up the possibility of a June rate hike, although again, I do think they'll be quite subtle with it, then that could actually spur a little rebound. And of course, the jobs report on Friday, people always pay close attention to this. Don't be surprised if we see a tick up in unemployment at the same time as a better non-farm payrolls figure. But I think overall, if we see any sign of solid wage growth or improving wage growth accompanying an otherwise decent jobs report, then again, this could be relatively dollar bullish. But again, it always just depends on what the Fed says. And if the Fed deems this to be bullish enough to warrant further rate hikes, then it'll be hawkish, then it'll be positive for the dollar. If they start talking about balance sheet reduction, then it could be bearish for the dollar.
Finally, slightly left field question, but Bitcoin hit a record high yesterday. Clearly it was helped by Japan making Bitcoin a legal tender. But gold is in the doldrums. Do you see that Bitcoin is a new gold, or is gold going to catch up, or are they not related at all?
In my personal view, I think they're not related at all. I think what we're seeing with Bitcoin now is strongly speculative. I think there's still going to be plenty more wild swings to come. Don't be surprised if you see it fall quite dramatically at periods over the next 12 to 24 months. We've seen it repeatedly in the past. I don't think we see similar movements in gold right now. I think gold's very much focused on the risk environment right now, because ultimately the Fed is in a tightening phase. The US dollar is always going to play a hand in what moves we see in gold, but I think the pullback we've seen in gold is very much reflective of the improving political environment in Europe, the fact that the Dutch elections passed without any issues, the fact that Emmanuel Macron still has a considerable lead in the polls, which would suggest that this Sunday the French elections are going to pass without any considerable issues. And I think if that does happen, then I think the appeal for gold may soften a little bit further.
Craig Earlham, Senior Market Analyst at Oanda, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.